And I'm going to tell you, the life that I lived, man, if anybody's free now, and I'm not talking about free out of bars or, you know, prison bars or something. I'm talking about a free life that, man, I can just, I feel happy when I walk out the air. I'm sick. The air even smells different. I mean, you know, it feels different. When I wake up every day and it's a new day, it's because God loves me and God gives me another day to see.
Stai Gutay. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. If you've ever wondered if there's hope for angry young men, then you won't want to miss today's story. Rick Burnett was just that kind of guy, but not anymore.
My name's Rick Burnett. I'm from Stedman, North Carolina. I'm with the Lumbee Tribe from North Carolina. We're the largest tribe east of the Mississippi River. I pastor a church in Fairmont, North Carolina. And I'm just so glad that I'm a Christian, that I'm saved. I was a young man growing up in a home that where we were, that there was a lot of prejudice and you felt like you didn't belong. My father was an alcoholic. He died when I was only 5 years old and I didn't really get to know him. And my mother used to tell me I'd probably grow up to be just like him. Well, she was right to a point, because I grew up being an alcoholic, running around, slipping around, drinking, stealing from her, from anyone that, you know, that I come encounter with. The alcohol wasn't doing what I thought it could do and giving me the peace that I wanted, or giving me exactly what I thought that I should have. So I went to drugs and using cocaine and anything that someone would take an offer to me. I was in a gang. You know, you could be walking down the street and I'd say, let's just go get them, beat you up, take your money from you, didn't care, break into homes, you know, steal from people just so that we could support our habit of drugs and alcohol, and go and sell the things that we had stolen from you. I believe and I know it was sin. I didn't care about you. I wanted to get back at you, because as a young boy growing up, it was like being Indian. You know, you didn't fit into the community, because our family was the only Indian family that lived in that community. And the reason we were there was because my mom, the job that she had, we had to go where, you know, there was a means to take care of our family. So whatever I could do to get at you, to pay back because you didn't like me, we did whatever we possibly could. And I'm talking about to the point of actually hurting people, cutting, shooting, putting you in the hospital, you know, whatever it took to get back at you. Now I reflect back on that and those same people, I just want to go back and say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, because I was wrong for, you know, for what I did. And truly it was wrong. I allowed that sin to cause me to hurt somebody that didn't really hurt me. They you know what the thing was? They just didn't understand who I was, because I was different, and we're all different. But I can tell you one that's not different. When we come to know Jesus, we all become one. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. The gang that I was in, I meant you being so mean and thinking, we had pulled up and a young man was parked in a car, and somebody said that he had done something to one of our friends. And I went up to the car and snatched the car door open and told him, get out. Well, when he got out, he came out with a .357 Magnum. And when he pulled the gun, the buddies I had left me, and I'm standing there by myself. And he placed the gun on my forehead, and he cocked it, and he said, I'll blow your brains out. Me, I didn't care. I didn't care. To me, if I'd have died, it would have been better off, because of the life that I was living and couldn't find no happiness. And I said, pull the trigger. Kill me. Kill me. He pulled the trigger and it clicked and didn't go off. To me, that was the hand of God that was saying, no, you belong to me. And God took care of me. Even though I was lost and undone on my way to hell, God was there. The young man then turned the gun and pointed it in the sky, pulled the trigger, and the gun went off. And he says, I don't understand what happened. And really, at that moment, I didn't understand either. But today, I know what happened. God stepped in and says, no, this gun can't go off because I love you. God just gave me a chance. God gave me a second chance. And I'm so glad of that. But I remember going to a tent revival. And there at the revival, I heard the gospel preached. And they told me about a man called Jesus. But yet still, I didn't think that this person, Jesus, could, you know, do anything for me because of the way I'd grown up, the things that I'd been through. And the only reason I went was because my uncle, who was a minister, and loved the Lord and would tell me about the Lord all the time, invited me, wanted me to come to the revival. So out of respect to my elder, I said, okay, I'll come. I sat in the very back. I didn't want to be there. I said, I'm just coming. Maybe you'll see my face. I'll slip out from under the tent. He saw me. He'll forget about me. They'll get to singing and, you know, everything will be fine. But as I got there and they began to sing songs of praise, and he stood up and he began to preach, and he began to say, God loves you. It is like, I haven't heard those words. How can somebody love me the way that I live? But as he continued to preach, he let me know that God, he knows the sin, but God looks beyond the sin. And as he gave the altar call, the next thing I know, I'm standing at the altar and I'm looking him in the eye and I says, I'm tired of the life that I'm living. I need something. I need this man called Jesus. What about show me the way? And he led me through the sinner's prayer. And I remember getting on my knees and I cried out and said, Lord, I need you. And when I got up, and being a man, we don't like to cry. We're macho. But man, tears were rolling down my eyes. And it didn't matter to me if somebody said, man, he's a man and he's crying. But it was tears of joy because somebody had come in and wiped the slate clean and let me know, you now are my child. That's a day I'll never forget. And I get excited because I know how good he's been to me, how he has blessed me, how he's brought me through the valleys. He's lifted me up. He's blessed me with a good wife, an outstanding son, a good family, a good church. God is just someone, if we'll just learn to just trust him. And believe me, he understands you when we don't even understand ourselves. And he's somebody that is always by our side. And as the Bible says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. That is a true statement. There have been times I felt like I was all by myself, but yet I could feel the presence of Almighty God. There's times when tears rolled down my face when I felt like nobody cared, but knowing that he was right there with me. I found somebody that made a change in my life that alcohol and drugs could never do. Somebody that gave me a peace that passes all understanding. Someone that just reached out to me. And the thing about it, not only did he do it then, but every day of my life, when I say, Lord, I need you, that he's right there for me. He's there to take care of you. He's there to love you. And the greatest thing I like is about it, in the night that day I got saved, when the preacher said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God gave his son for you, and he gave him for me. And when I accepted him, that's when I found out who I was and who I could be. And I'm so thankful that I am a child of God. I'm so thankful that I've got peace today, and I'm happy. Boy, and I just get excited about Jesus because he is a blessing. He is my everything. He's my all in all. And I can't wait till the day when I can go and be with him. I've got friends now, when they see me, they said, man, there's been a change in your life. And truly, there has been a change, because I'm not the mean individual. I'm not the hateful person. Where I had hate, he has placed love. Where I had this, I didn't care about you, man, I just want to put my arms around you and let you know I love you just like God loves me. And most of all, He wants to love you and wants to save your soul also. God loves this world so much. God knows who we are, where we are, that God says, I need to send somebody to take the sins of the world upon His shoulders so that the world can go free, so that they can have life, they can have it more abundantly, that they can just live free in their life. So God sent Jesus, and Jesus hung on a cruel cross, a cross that if anybody, I should have been hanging on. But He took my place because He loved me that much that He said, I will give my son. And can I tell you, I believe when Jesus was there and He said, you know, let this cup pass from me. I believe when Jesus was hanging on the cross that our Father had to turn His back because He loved Him that much. But He loved the world so much, He says, I can't look at what's taking place. And Jesus hung there anyway. And I'm so thankful that He says, I'm willing to die for this world, that you can be free. And I'm going to tell you, the life that I lived, man, if anybody's free now, and I'm not talking about free out of bars or, you know, prison bars or something. I'm talking about a free life that, man, I feel happy when I walk out the air. The air even smells different. I mean, you know, it feels different. When I wake up every day and it's a new day, it's because God loves me and God gives me another day to see. And as long as He gives it, I'm going to praise Him. The Bible teaches me as the praises go up, the blessings come down. So I'm going to praise His name and receive the blessing. And I'm not talking monetary. I'm not talking material. I'm just talking about the goodness of the Lord and knowing, man, that I can be happy. And if ever I've been happy, I'm happy today. In Corinthians chapter 5, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That I am, because of the life that I once lived. Being the drug addict, being the alcoholic, being a person that nobody wanted to be around. But I know that there's something different now. And when I say that, my friends that I grew up with, even when I see them, they said, you know what? You're a different person. When they come, I even have some of those friends that will come to my church to hear me preach. And when they get there and they say, you know what? Man, I see a different person than I used to grow up with. I see somebody now that loves people, somebody that just loves the Lord. And you get all excited. And before, you were just one of these mean, terrible individuals. But man, there's been a change. If anybody's new, Ricky Burnett's new because of Jesus Christ. And He abides in my heart forevermore. Let me invite you, those that are listening now, if you don't know this man called Jesus, I encourage you, I pray for you, that you would stop, and it's just as simple as saying, yes, Lord, I believe, I trust you. Lord, I don't need the life that I've been living. I'm asking you to cleanse me. Let me, Lord, have this joy. Let me have this peace.
What about you, my friend? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? God tells us in His Word, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. If you would like to know more, let me encourage you to visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. We're also online at facebook.com/without reservation. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there are more amazing stories to tell, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.